What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
So Rafe Paldo usually joining us at 8 o'clock on Wednesdays, but All-Star festivities, changing things up. Ray's out of town, so Jason Mackey joins us. Ray, usually brought to you by Western PA Injury Attorneys of LGKG, built on relationships, credibility, and integrity, lgkg.com. And Mackey's with us on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Jason, your biggest takeaway, just 30,000 feet of what you saw from Paul Skeens on the field, off the field, talking to Livy Dunn, whatever you want from covering the All-Star game yesterday.
30,000 feet, I would go with that Paul Skeens belongs, that this event was very beneficial to him. I could say Livy Dunn, and it was a fun story to chase. That was an interesting one. But no, Paul Skeens made the most of his time here, saddling up the veterans. It's exactly what I figured Paul would do. You know, he's not intimidated in this setting. If anything, he uses it as a way to get better. I kind of walked out of the building with him yesterday. He was talking about what a great experience it was, but he's also ready to get back to Pittsburgh and win some ball games. So, I think he enjoyed it. He made the most of it, but he's also ready to get on with life.
Jason, just kind of assessing Paul Skeens and where he's at right now. I mean, 11 starts, and we obviously know what he did last night. Do you feel like he's finally getting settled in? Do you feel like he's finally, like, you know, okay, like I'm here. I need to take care of my business and get better as the season goes on. Do you feel like he's comfortable now?
I do. In pro sports, it's a weird word saying comfortable. Like, I don't mean that in a bad way, but yes, I do think he's sort of growing into himself and his place in that clubhouse. And that was another thing that Paul talked to me about last night, was just feeling like this group is growing together and he's getting more comfortable around the group. And it's becoming a routine, a normal thing. It's what he does. He's able to adjust start to start and, you know, find things that work for him, discard stuff that doesn't. So yeah, he's getting into the groove here, even over a couple of days at the All-Star game, feeling a little bit more at ease and feeling like he belongs and not stepping on eggshells, that sort of thing. But yeah, I do feel like that he's finding a better fit, finding a really good fit. I don't know if the fit was ever bad, but just saying, yeah, that's been a good thing for him lately.
Jason Mackey, the Post-Gazette, joining us here on the Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Skeens threw Soto that splinker to start things off, and then you kind of got the begrudging head nod, the shaking of the head from Soto, like, dang, this guy is good. Apart from seeing that on the field, how do you feel like his contemporaries took him in? Like, what do you think the respect factor was just by you walking around for Paul Skeens that these other guys had for him?
Very high, Adam. Very high. And I'll go to something Christian Yelich said. He said, like, I never want to discount 100 miles an hour because that's obviously special. But, and I'm paraphrasing a little bit, what makes Paul so unique is that it's not just 100. There are all these other pitches, all these other things that you have to respect. And I think that's the dominance. And that's what you saw with Soto and the splinker. As a hitter, you're looking at that thing. The splinker looks like a fastball. You can't pick it up. And it moves like a sinker slash changeup slash gosh knows what, you know? And that's what Skeens is. I asked Paul this last night. I mean, we've all seen it in Pittsburgh. But how much pride do you sort of take in showing to everybody that you're not just some 100-mile-an-hour throwing circus act? Because he's not. He's a pitcher. He knows what he's doing out there. And I think that's what resonated with some of these other All-Stars, seeing like, whoa, this dude's not just velocity. He knows what he's doing. He's got a great feel for this stuff, a great command for his stuff.
Jason, do we give Brian Reynolds enough credit?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I felt bad at this event. It's kind of like every question he's asked is about Paul Skeens, not himself. We're talking about a guy that could easily finish with a, 830, 840, 850 OPS. He absolutely deserved to be here. He's been on a heater. He's been a consistent source of offense for a team that hasn't had much of that. So, no, I don't think we do, Doran.
You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. I don't know if you caught this yesterday, Jason, because you were in the epicenter of the baseball universe, but Derek Shelton joined Starkey and Zeiss, and he was asked about Skeens facing Judge. It might not happen. And Shelton, and I'm paraphrasing here, said, well, he'll get him in the last series of the year. Was that just Shelton, you think, getting caught up in the moment, or do they really have plans to get Skeens all the way through this year?
They have plans to get Skeens all the way through this year. I mean, that's I don't think Shelton was caught up in the moment at all. I think they believe that. I think if he doesn't finish the year in the rotation, that will be a failure on some level. Like, that means they either didn't manage their starting rotation enough, they didn't win enough games to be competitive down the stretch. Because, I mean, if they, you know, if they fall out of this and they're 10, 15 games out and end of the season, like, I'm sure they'll shut him down, and I wouldn't blame them for it. But the idea is to stay in contention, is to space out his starts and keep him active. So, yeah, I mean, I understand where Shelty's coming from. That's not news to me. I talked to Paul about this last night, actually. He said he was tracking his innings and starts and all this stuff and actually feels really good about where he's at. I would not be surprised, this has been a topic, Adam, to see them go in a six-man rotation for the rest of the season. And they should have the guys to do it, with Marco Gonzalez coming back, Quinn Priester. I don't know if that will be like a traditional, like the same six guys start.
Mm-hmm.
And they like to do funky things like that. But yeah, I do think Paul's going to keep pitching.
Jason, I mean, doing our job and you doing your job, you try to get a pulse on things. And that's the fun part about doing this and sports and, you know, following stories and following teams and reporting on that is getting a pulse for what could possibly be happening or happen. We just talked about Paul Skeens not getting shut down and playing against the Yankees in September. When we're sitting there in September, what are we going to be saying about this Pittsburgh Pirate teams? This Pittsburgh Pirate team, now that the All-Star break is going to be over on Friday, they're going to continue ball. They have an uphill battle. We know they need to add a bat. We know all the things that they need to do, right? What are we going to be saying about this Pirates team in September?
I think that they're going to be in it, Doran. I think that they're going to be competitive and watchable and interesting, and they might be frustrating. I don't think they're going to, you know, go on a heater and win 95 games or something like that. Like, I think they're going to have their frustrating moments, and I think we're going to see some special things too out of Skeens, Jones, whomever. And I think they are going to be in it right down to the stretch. I think the playoff situation in the National League, the American League, I mean, it affords that, and the teams that they're competing with, I don't think anybody is head and shoulders above them. So I think we're going to look at this Pirates team then and see that they have a pretty good starting rotation. I think their bullpen, by and large, if everybody's healthy, is pretty solid. They can shorten games. I think their offense is not complete. I think they're going to struggle. You know, they're not a team that's going to outslug other ones. They should be able to be athletic and run a little bit and force the issue. I'd like to see them be fundamentally better. I think that's an area that they can improve. But I think they're going to be interesting, and I think they're going to be relevant.
All right, I got to ask you the Livy Dunn question. Just what I've seen of her interacting with the media, like at the ESPYs, on the red carpet yesterday on MLB Network, she seems super sharp. And if the Pirates were ever worried about her getting in front of a camera and saying something dumb, it ain't happening.
I completely concur with that, Adam. And I'll build on that a little bit, just watching the setting where I was in the red carpet and hanging out there. The interactions are pretty genuine too. Like, it's not somebody that's out there doing things just for attention. I mean, obviously there's attention, obviously there's a brand and popularity,
sure,
in all this stuff. And that's cool. But could not have been nicer to me, stopping her for a few minutes could not have been nicer to fans or anybody else stopping her. The Pirates should certainly not worry about that. And my takeaway from it is this is somebody who genuinely is loving what is going on. Like your boyfriend's dominating professional baseball. You're exploring a new city that I think they both genuinely love. It was the first time I had a chance to ask Libby about that, but I've talked to Paul about Pittsburgh plenty of times. They love it here. They Paul couldn't wait to get back last night, as I said earlier. So, I mean, there's absolutely nothing to worry about with either one of them saying or doing something stupid.
Jay, as the days go on, I keep telling myself, what the hell is going on with Sidney Crosby and his contract? Are you worried at all about this situation?
I'm not worried, Doran, but it is weird, man. It is weird that this has happened. This should not be hard. The closer it gets to August 7th, the more I think they're just going to announce it on August 7th. They're like, we can't pay you 8.7 this time around, but like we can announce your contract on August 7th. How about that? Well, I guess they wouldn't have any problem paying him 8.7. I think he might want a little bit more. But no, when it comes down to it, Doran, I just can't see him leaving. I can't see him wearing any other sweater but a Penguin sweater. Like they got to get this figured out. I think they will get it figured out. But it is odd that it's taking a little bit longer.
I could see him in a nice crew neck. All right, Jason, thank you for your time. Appreciate it as always. Safe travels back to the Berg. All right, buddy?
All right, guys. Take care. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks, Jason.
Terrible joke there at the end. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
What is a crew neck?
You know.
Like a...
Like kind of like what I'm wearing, but in sweater form.
Just like regular...
Just regular shirt, yeah.
Regular shirt. Yeah. Why a crew neck? Where did a crew neck come from?
It came out of my gourd and...
Like, did you wear that on your crew team?
No. Crew team, we wore tights. Basically, spandex.
You wore like a whole
singlet? Like a jumpsuit, kind of like a wrestler's uniform. Yeah.
Whole singlet.
Yeah, did not fill it out. Probably still wouldn't to this day. Stuff that thing. Codpiece. Anyway, we'll react to what Jason had to say. Coming up next, John Wehner to talk about the All-Star Game at 8:35, then a full hour with Doug Whaley from 9 o'clock until 10. And the Fan Morning Show is all brought to you by Guardian Protection. John Wehner going to be joining us in about 13 minutes here on 93.7 The Fan to talk about Paul Skene, talk about Brian Reynolds, and where the Bucks go from here. We just had Jason Mackey on in the last segment. We hit on a lot with Jason. He's out in Arlington. He was covering the All-Star game last night, and he was not surprised to hear that Derek Shelton said that Paul Skene will face the Yankees at the end of the year, and he does think the Pirates will build this thing out into a six-man rotation. I got no problems with it.
No.
Like, if the alternative is, oh, geez, oh, no, my God, it's September 1st. We can't pitch Paul Skene anymore. Or you go six-man rotation. I'm going with a six-man rotation.
No doubt.
Like, that to me seems like, with the depth that they now have, which is so surprising to me given what I thought this rotation would be coming into the year, it would be kind of stupid if they didn't go to a six-man rotation.
Could you see Bubba Chandler being a part of that? Or is that
doable? Oh, man. Wouldn't it be something?
Or am I off base with that?
I don't think so. Like, who knows health wise how this is all going to look. My God, easy for me to say at the end of the season. But you're going to have September call ups, and if Jared Jones isn't going according to plan, the recovery, and maybe Martin Perez gets moved, or you've got him in the bullpen at that point. Yeah, I could see it. For a handful of starts, something like that. Now, I have not looked at his innings over the last few years,
right,
and how they might be viewing that. But could Ashcroft be part of the proceedings? Yeah, sure. We saw the Rays do it with David Price as a rookie back in 2008. They had him in the bullpen. But if you've got an arm that you think can help you and can miss bats and you think is going to be a star for you and you haven't traded him in this hypothetical, yeah, I could see him factoring in. And they've got eight guys now. If you don't factor in any of those guys,
right,
who have helped you win games? Skenes, Jones, Keller, Falter, Ortiz, Priester, Perez,
Gonzalez.
And Gonzalez. All who have won games for you this year. And then if you're fast-forwarding to next year, you can probably remove Gonzalez. You could probably remove Perez, but you can add Oviedo.
Uh-huh.
So there's, what, seven?
Mm-hmm.
And that's without even talking about any of the prospect guys. So, could they trade an Ortiz? Could they trade a Gonzalez? Could they trade a Perez? That could be on the table. All of a sudden, if you factor in those prospects, There's like 10 guys.
Nope.
So you can be careful with Skeens. And if you're going to go with the six-man rotation thing, and I imagine they'll be fairly careful about Skeens coming out of the break and be thoughtful about when they pitch him the first game, I would much rather it be six-man rotation and you let him go every time he takes the mound than we're going five-man rotation and we're going to cap his innings at five innings right. per.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you cap him at seven at 99 pitches like they did in the no-hitter, I can live with that more than he's going to pitch five innings for you every time out.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't argue or quibble with anything they've done with Skeens apart from the no-hitter thing. And we did our piece on that last week. Like, I understand why he started in AAA, because you didn't want him to build up at the major league level and he's going to pitch three innings. You're killing your bullpen. You needed him to build up to it. And you can get away with that down at the minor leagues. I think they've actually, for all the things that they've done wrong over the years, I think they've handled Skeens really well.
Yeah, yeah. I can get on board with that.
Yeah. And I think if they're going to be careful with Jones, I'm on board with that too. Like, they were going to have some delicate conversations about him down the stretch. And now, when he comes back, you should just be able to ride him out. Like, he'll have missed 6 weeks. That's 6 weeks worth of starts you don't have now. That's six starts-ish that you skipped. So when he comes back, you would think he can just be full bore. Or at least I would hope that he would be full.
I wonder how they do that in baseball, though. Maybe you could answer this, or maybe somebody could tweet us in or whatever. Like, I mean, if you have, and I'm just speculating, this is just me thinking right now, like, you have somebody like Jared Jones who has, what, a lat injury? And knowing the severity of it, and say it's not severe, but, you know, saying he's out for a month and a half just to hide innings.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If Mitch Keller had the same injury,
and think you can get by from for a month and a half without him, and like, it's like, okay, we need him on the back end so we don't have to shut him down.
I think they are thrilled that Ortiz has come on.
Right.
I think they're thrilled that Priester, his last two appearances, has been very good. Because if not, I think they'd still be very careful with Jones, but they'd be feeling it in the win-loss record of this club.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if Mitch Keller had a lat injury, I think he would be back. He'd be right after the break. I think he'd be throwing, and then maybe the next turn through the rotation would be back. Shoot, we saw it with Bednar.
Bednar, yeah.
He goes on a 10-day IL. Now, he's only throwing an inning at a time, but still, he goes on a 10-day IL. He's back, and he's same as he ever was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're gonna take every precaution with Jones. And I'm not going to disagree with it. I'm not, because I – and this might not be right. You never know how a human's body is going to react to stuff. But Jones, just looking at him, I'm more fearful about injury than Skeens.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Skeens, I feel like, could get hit by, I don't even want to say what. Skeens is just, he's built different.
Yeah.
Jared Jones throwing 98 from his frame, there's a little Tim Lincecum-ness to that.
Yeah, it's like me and you.
That's right.
It's kind of what you're saying. Like, I think, like, it's like me throwing and then you throwing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, kind of like the same.
Yes. I feel like,
you know,
looking at you and looking at me, if we surveyed a million people, all a million would go, one guy can stand up to it, one guy can't. And so I just look at Jones, and he throws 99, and then the other, he got two pitches. One goes 98-99, and the other one, he's snapping off this hard RPM breaking ball. None of that's easy on an elbow like
mm-hmm.
But I even pointed out to my wife last night. My wife loves calves. She loves quads. I don't know why she's married to me. I said, Skeen, look at that lower half. I mean, look at that guy. Like, he throws hard because he's big, strong, and the arm is strong. But a lot of that's the push off and the legs and
hips,
the lower half.
The
oh,
thrusting.
My God. Yes.
The thrusting
mm-hmm.
of the hips.
That's why my wife likes Pat Freiermuth so much.
Uh-huh.
Last night, while we're watching the All-Star game, I look over. She's on Instagram. And who's she looking at? Pat Freiermuth.
She's obsessed with him.
She thinks he's the cutest thing.
Wow.
And I had Watch to tell out. Her, I said, the guy's a real jerk.
You know, he listens every morning.
I know. Everyone loves him.
He's gonna mess with you now.
He's a great guy.
All right.
It's weird to me when she's attracted to guys that we're not in the same stratosphere. Like, I get it. We're all red-blooded human beings. You're going to be attracted to whatever you're attracted to. But if she told me that Mike McDaniel, the head coach of the Dolphins, he's cute, I'd be like, all right, that makes sense.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
But she's like, you know,
She wants what
Najee Harris is cute, and it's like it worries.
Right, right. She's at the supermarket looking at filet mignon and these ribeyes, and I'm like chip chopped ham over here. It's just it's not the same thing. Doug Whaley is going to join us coming up from 9 o'clock until 10. He's brought to us by Tri-State Office Furniture, the best in the business. John Wehner joins us next. He's brought to us by Gutter Helmet. For a limited time, enjoy up to 35% off Gutter Helmet. No money down or payments for 1 year. Conditions apply. So Wehner next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Joined right now by our buddy, by the man, Pirates analyst, former Bucko, John Wehner. He's out at a golf outing, so we're going to keep it brief with The Rock. Wehner, sorry to interrupt. I mean, you got something big on Wednesdays usually, appearance on the Fan Morning Show. Didn't realize you were such a big shot, big guy.
Big shot, wow.
Well, it's a little alumni deal, and we're down in Robert Trent Green down in Gainesville, Virginia.
Oh, darn.
It's a beautiful place, and I meant to call you guys yesterday. I listened to you guys on the way down here, and I was going to say, please call me early because we get off at 8:40. I forgot.
Well, no problem at all. We all got stuff. So you're with all these, I'm guessing, Bucko alumni, right? And the topic of conversation has to be Skeens, right? What are you guys talking about?
Skeens, we watched the game last night, and obviously we're very excited to see, you know, watch him do his thing. You know, I was actually glad he got to face Judge. I was hoping for a more epic at bat. He got him out too easy, but it's something. It's really something. I mean, it would have been great to see him go, you know, two or three, go through that lineup at least once and doing his thing. So, but good fun. Seriously, it was, I don't watch many All-Star games either, but with Skeens, obviously, that was must-watch TV.
Wehner, should Skeens start this weekend against the Phillies, or should they wait to start him against the Cardinals in the following series?
I think you get him out there. Get him out there for the home fans. It'll be interesting to see how they slot him or where they slot him. I do understand a divisional game and having him play, you know, against the Cardinals or but, you know, I when they do that stuff, I don't know. I think it comes back to bite you. The Phillies are really good. And, you know, I'd rather have him go out there against a lineup like the Phillies that it's probably more challenging. And, you know, maybe not for him, but for any other pitcher. I want to see him this weekend in front of the home crowd.
Last thing here for you, Wehner. We don't want you to miss your tee time here. I said it earlier in the show that, you know, apart from injury, obviously, Skeens to me seems like the most sure thing superstar that I can think of in recent memory because he's got his head screwed on right. All he seems to care about is baseball. Would you agree with that? I mean, if he stays healthy, I mean, he can really be headed for all-time great status, and it's not really hyperbolic to say that.
I agree 100%. You know, I said, because, you know, the guys that we're comparing them to because they made to the All-Star team and they had great first years like Fidrich or Fernando, even Gooden. I guess Gooden would have been a guy that, you know, he still had a long career and a good career, but, you know, he fizzled out after a while. But I'm looking at Skeens as, yeah, maybe one of the all-time greats. I mean, he just has the body. He has the work ethic. He has the mechanics. He has so much going for him. Obviously, the stuff, good head on his shoulders. I'd be shocked if this wasn't a very long, very successful career because this guy is I don't know who to compare him to. Sometimes he reminds me of Nolan Ryan, and you know, obviously that's kind of crazy to think, but you know, the way he carries himself out there sometimes, I'm sitting there thinking, like, you know, he could be one of the all-time greats.
How you feeling today, Wayner? What are you shooting?
We're just teeing off now. Yesterday.
What do you think? Give us a little prediction.
I'm hoping to be in the 80s. I mean, this course is tough. I had a bad front and finished with a 91 yesterday. I got to do better than that today.
All right. Getting to the 80s, big
yes,
guy.
Sir.
Thanks for making time with us. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Take care. Thanks. Sorry for this.
No, you're good, man.
Good. Anything for you.
Yeah, go have fun, pal.
All right. Take care, guys.
See you. John Wayner, The Rock. He's the man. Anybody else, I'd be really annoyed.
Right.
But not with him.
Never.
Because he has good intentions. He's a good, swelled guy. And he said, no, Ryan.
Yep.
There was such symbolism last night, too. I don't know what state, what condition Nolan Ryan's in. He looked pretty good. I really wanted him to throw out the first pitch.
Yeah.
It was Adrian Beltre, and I was like, oh, I want to see Nolan Ryan try to geek one up and just see if he's still throwing that thing on a line, because mm-hmm. me thinks he probably is. He also, Wayner just said there, he could see Skeens being one of the all-time greats. The head he's got on his shoulders, the mechanics, the stuff. And look, I'm paid to give takes. And so when I think something, I never say anything I don't believe. But I don't run it through much of a filter. We got 4 hours to fill every day. If I feel something, I'm saying it. John Wayner's forgotten more about baseball than I've ever known. And for him to say, you know, barring injury, he could be one of the all-time greats, that means an awful lot to me, man.
Absolutely. His eyes are different. You know, he sees it differently. He watches baseball differently. And he knows whenever there's a good player or a great player.
An all-time great player.
Or an all-time great player. And I think that our eyes aren't fooling us as well either. So, like everybody's saying, barring all injury, I mean, sky's the limit.
I didn't know about the guy. Like, I knew, you know, what you heard.
Right.
Watching him at LSU. Just consuming everything Skeens for 2 months. And seeing him at the All-Star game and how that moment's not too big for him. I don't know that it's even fair at this point to say, oh, here's what he could accomplish. I don't know that you cap it. I think you just enjoy the ride.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he could win the Cy Young this year. Those odds dropped, by the way. It was plus 1,100 I took last week. It's 500 right now.
Is it? So, I mean, you know, it's not fake either. Not like putting on a show to like say like, oh, I'm trying to be this guy. Like, this is who he is and this is what you're going to get. And, you know, I know that baseball and pitching, those injuries are, you know, they come around a lot, but the way that he takes care of himself, you hope that those things help him
mm-hmm.
and he can last as long as possible as a Pittsburgh Pirate.
Yeah. You got to pay him. I went over the dollars and cents and the math and it made my head hurt on Monday when you were out. If they offered him 8 years, $165 million, just hearing that, it sounds like, dude, why the hell would he sign that? But you consider he's making $775 next year. He's making $800K the year after that. And then probably $50 million overall or $45-ish million overall, upwards of $60 in arbitration. You pay him all that. And then when he'd hit free agency, he'd be making $40 million a year. So if you take 3 years, you buy out a free agency at roughly $40 million per, that's $120. You add that to the $45 of arbitration, 8 years, $165. When he's making dirt compared to other starting pitchers, other players in professional sports the next 2 years, I think that's enticing. He seems to love the town. And then he'd hit free agency at 30 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He could make 10 years, $400 million after that
mm-hmm.
from a Yankees or a Dodgers at 30 years old. So he could have his cake and eat it too, and he could be here for 8 years. It just, to me, it's incumbent upon them getting a contract like that in front of him, because I think it's legitimate. I think it's enticing for a guy who's this good, this fast. He don't want to be making $800K in 2 years.
Yeah, but he's not the one making the decision.
That's also true.
So you're going to have to entice whoever, I don't know who his agency, who his representation is, but you're going to have to entice them, which they know what they're doing. And they're going to be like, no, because that's money into their pocket as well. And if they know they can get a bigger dollar and wait longer, they're going to do that.
Yeah, because the way I say it and all that math checks out, if it's 40, who's to say he's a free agent at 27?
Right.
And it ain't $60 million a year
right.
for 10 years. And we're talking $600 million.
Exactly.
And every time he pitches, the chances of him staying here get less and less.
Less and less. That's why you take advantage now.
Yeah, you got to do it now.
Yep.
Because let's say at the end of the year, he's your Cy Young winner as a rookie. His agent ain't going to be doing that.
No.
No. So do it now. Do it now. Don't let, you know what? Don't let him off the plane unless he signs a deal. Hold his ass down, Charrington. I could, Skeens would beat some ass, man.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
No doubt.
He's his own bouncer, that guy.
He's a fighter pilot.
Right? Don't you root? Oh, man.
I mean,
who do we hate? I mean, I don't like the Cardinals, but I got nothing against like Paul Goldschmidt or anything. Like, one of these days he can go up and in on someone. I would love to see someone charge the mound against Skeens.
Mm.
Although, don't break your hand.
Right.
And you know what I was thinking yesterday? Now I'm rambling. He throws a football. I'm worried he's going to stove a finger, dude.
Oh.
I am.
He'll be all right.
They don't. When Ben would warm up. So Ben would be out there. You've seen these kind of things a million times, I'm sure. But for the listener out there, Ben would warm up before OTA's mini camp, training camp practice. And he would throw this big, fat, weighted rugby ball.
Uh-huh.
And then he would throw the football.
Uh-huh.
But he never would catch it. They'd always have some slappy, or a receiver, or like Maurice at the Steelers catch the ball and hand it to him so he doesn't stove his finger. We might need to get that going with Skeens. Have someone catch the ball. Those are very important fingers that guy has. Very important. And I'm living in my fears.
Yes, you are.
All right. That's the kind of stuff I worry about.
Oh, I know.
I know. I hate myself. I can't live in my own head. Coming up next, social media's biggest loser. It's brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. I saw a moment that rivals, in stupidity, my Tyler Kennedy question. We'll let you hear it coming up next in social media's biggest loser segment. Then we got Doug Whaley after that. Doug Whaley joining us here at Bowser Chevrolet Studio B out in Monroeville in 5 minutes. It's the 50-minute mark here on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Callis, do you have that clip of Colin Cowherd and the question he asked of Derek Jeter where he put his foot firmly in his mouth? Do you have that in my folder by any chance?
Yeah, I see it.
All right. That is social media's biggest loser, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. Hit it, Callis.
Paul Skeens, Pittsburgh Pirates, dominant guy, overpowering. You faced, obviously, you were in the Nolan Ryan era.
But No.
What, not even an inning?
Slow down. No, I was way after Nolan.
Way after Nolan. Okay.
Oh, my God, that is so bad, man.
That's bad.
Now, it's not as bad as Jeter made it out to be. Like, Nolan Ryan's final season was 93, and Jeter's first season was 95.
Okay.
But I never think Derek Jeter in the Nolan Ryan era.
No. Never.
Like, how about Randy freaking Johnson? How about watching Roger Clemens? Name a flamethrower of that era, for God's sakes. But he asked about Nolan Ryan? That is bad.
Yes.
And I love that Jeter didn't just go along. Well, you know, I watched Nolan Ryan. No, he just shot it straight down.
Yeah, he's like, I'm Derek Jeter. I know you have your own show, but I'm Derek Jeter. He ain't going to just diss you like that.
Dang, how would you think Jeter is?
Jeez.
The coward slipper, he's just not paying any attention at all to baseball.
He doesn't watch baseball.
Yeah.
He never talks about baseball.
No.
Never.
That is No. It's just brutal stuff. That is as dumb a question as anyone in these kind of chairs could ask.
Yes.
Well, you were in the Nolan Ryan era, weren't you? Yeah. Remember when you faced Doc Gooden? For God's sakes.
You think all downhill is worse?
No, I think that's worse. I think that's worse. Because when you think Nolan Ryan, no one thinks 1993 damn Nolan Ryan.
No.
Now, I would have to look at Nolan's last no-hitter because he threw one whenever he was up there in age. But even still. And no one thinks, frankly, of Jeter in 95 either. You start thinking Jeter like when they were winning three straight titles in the late 1990s. Come on, Cowherd. Come on. I'll tell you what. Skeens has gone on a bunch of national shows. Skeens, word of advice. Don't go on that show. All right? Go on the other shows. Come on with us. All right, Doug Whaley joining us for a full hour coming up next. We're live at Studio B, Bowser Chevrolet in Monroeville. So much to get into with Doug, including now Brandon Ayuk formally requesting a trade out of the San Francisco 49ers. We'll start there. Fan weather first, though. It is brought to you by Sun Chevy. The Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet. Up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com today. High 81.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.